Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shoai Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han, and we have on the line Ahmad Ramzani Ramli, a senior analyst at Kananga Investment Bank.
Good morning, Ahmad Ramzani. All right, we got to talk about that MBSB-AFB merger. We understand they have submitted that application to Bank Negara for the central bank's approval. Real quick, set the context for us here. What's the rationale for this proposed MBSB-AFB merger? And what do either of them, what will either of them stand to gain from this corporate exercise?
Well, the merger is basically because MBSB wants a banking license. So this will hopefully accelerate the process. And this will hopefully accelerate the process to get this license.
Now, what about on AFB's size then? What do they stand to gain? Is it just to add to their sheer size?
Well, not so sure, but I think it's more that they want to exit from the local scene and all that. So that's why it's easier for them to, get an interested party that wants to acquire their shares.
A strategic exit. Got it. Now, back to MBSB, though. Now, how do you think this merger will be different from their previous merger attempts? I'm thinking with Bank Muamalat, also the one a couple of years ago with CIMB and RHB. Obviously, those did not go through. How will it be different this time around?
Well, I think the difference one is that now the MBSB is both the acquirer and the controller in this merger. If you look at the last one, the RHB CIMB one, MBSB is not a controller; it's part of a large Islamic entity. While in the Muamalat, there was issues of I think who is the controller of that new entity. So that's the difference in this one. So it's the acquirer and also it's the controller for this new entity.
So what signals will this send to the market then? Again, given that we have another very notable proposed merger, that one between RHB and MBank, is that broader consolidation agenda, is that still very much at play in the industry?
I think the consolidation agenda has always been at play. It's never died down. It's just that because in the last few years, due to the challenging economic conditions, the regulatory requirements like Basel III, the concern on asset quality, and most importantly, the concerns on valuation, that have been detrimental to this agenda. But if this proposed merger, both this one and the RHB and Bank one goes through, and it is conclusively executed at their proposed price-to-book value, then again, it will give a positive signal that other mergers can be done at this low valuation.
So then what's your earnings outlook for MBSB here post-merger? Is this merger done in mind with some earnings synergy or is it mainly a cost synergy? Like, how do you see this playing out in the future?
It's more just to accelerate MBSB's getting the banking license. I don't see any significant impact in its earnings. And I think in the next two, three years, it'll still be quite conservative post-merger.
Now, yet you've I'm looking at the Bloomberg terminal right now. Yet you have raised MBSB up to outperform your target price is 1.40 ringgit. Granted, this was made last month. Right now, MBS I'm looking at live data at 1.36 ringgit per share. What's your what's the rationale for your recommendation and for your target price?
Well, the rationale is basically because FY18, you will see that the impairment program that MBSB had in the last 2 years will have ended. So the earnings will be enhanced with the lower provisions that we will have in FY18. You must understand that in the last 2 years, you know, because of the impairment program, MBSB's credit costs have been risen around 82% or 200 bits, and we expect it to be to be lower, about less than 100 bits, or maybe around 80, 90 bits for next year. So that's why we raised the target price and earnings for next year.
And got it. And as we speak right now, MBS has fallen further, now down about 1.5%, down to 1.35 ringgit per share. Thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Ahmad Ramzani Ramli, Senior Analyst at Kenanga Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.